call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the husband still trying to reconcile with his wife. Since you probably won't hear this, you won't know, but I'll let you know anyway. The email I sent with the video for Erica Lee, it was difficult. Obviously, Erica Lee has specifically rejected Christ. Jack, at least from the last time I talked with him, I would say specifically rejects Christ. He may claim a broader understanding or something of that nature. I don't know. Now, clearly, so I have my two older kids. That concern me. Then there is Tirza. And my only guess, because of lack of communications, is that she's in the world of credentials. I was clear about that. I am grateful that Julia started young and is enjoying two kids. And I pray Isaac and Julia have a wonderful life together. I am concerned about George, because obviously he reached out to me. And the only evidence I have, especially considering the return of the tie, is he's been denied his dad. And I have no idea what he's been told. When it gets to Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok, they're kind of an enigma. I have no idea about them. They're just, I don't know. My concern is the evidence set before them seems to be the path of rejecting obedience to Christ seems rational. Because clearly, obedience to Christ is seen in love. And there's no love coming from North Carolina. So what's happening to my kids? What's happening to my wife? You know, it's interesting. Well, just for your reference, again, I know you, no one will listen to this, but so is understood. I'm trying to figure out what the right path to do is, and doing it one step at a time. But obviously my intent is to continue until May 19th. So there's a whole April ahead, and obviously most of May. But my intention is to continue this. But I was figuring, what do I do now? Well, obviously I did Erica Lee today. Brent is tomorrow, and then Leo. I mean, that will basically take care of all the kids that I know of. And so that's the current plan. But then what happens after that? The current plan is Jim Cross, then Render Keynes, and Chris Bitterman. And then after that comes my wife. But I think before I send to my wife, I'm going to try again. I failed last time. You know, I did the one, sent the DVD to George, which I assume was probably, oh, here's the DVD, let's discard it. It probably saw the trash can as soon as it arrived. But I'll do that again with the set of videos now, except send it to other people, as I originally planned before. That's the current plan. Because I need to get through. One other thing. Obviously, I've talked with several people. And it's interesting. I know one person living in panic about the coronavirus. You know, the coronavirus is not new in the last few months. It's been around for decades. It's just a different strain of a coronavirus. And apparently, when people get tested for a coronavirus, it's a generic test. Because apparently roughly 10% or more of all flus are the coronavirus. So when people get tested and say, oh, you've got it, it's not necessarily the new one, because I don't think, from my understanding, the test distinguishes the so-called test. And so you get a test, so what? So apparently that and so many other reasons, it's all hype. It's all hype to get people to trust in the medical community, to put their allegiance in the state. So people live in fear, and they need the state. This is common. You know, obviously I studied World War II. This is how World War II started. Oh, people in Poland have attacked us. It was a literal false flag, but it gave people the fear. Oh, look, those people, you know, they're attacking us. We need to attack them first. And of course, World War II started. But, you know, same kind of thing. This happened over and over again. It happens with war, but it happens within a country. So you can do the deed of democide. So question is, what's happening with my family, especially my wife and the kids that live with her? Do they live in fear? Or do they live like their dad? I'm as healthy as can be. I have no fear. I did walk a full marathon last week, and I'll probably walk at least a few miles tomorrow to go get eggs. But I don't live in fear. Does my family live in fear? Or do they trust the Lord? Are they healthy? Or do they ingest garbage? I mean, they did when I was there. Have they matured like I have? Or do they follow Proverbs 19:84? I want to talk to my wife. I don't think you understand how much I love you. It hurts. Dorothy Jane, I love you, and I want you back.